Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans, now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN, 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our man Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, Jake and TD as well. He does it all. TD, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope you had a great one. Thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
All right, for sure, man. Merry Christmas. I hope everyone else had a great one, for sure. Definitely good to come on, man. How you guys doing?
We're awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, TD, I want to start with quarterback here. We've gone over a lot of options, as you might expect, over the last couple of weeks here. And looking specifically at the draft right now, what are you hearing? What is some information that you're gathering in terms of the Titans and what their potential interest in some of these quarterbacks that will be coming out in the draft this year could be?
Yeah, well, when you talk about the high draft pick, it's pretty much the door, Sanders or no one. And I think the reasoning is because of how NFL ready he is, and he's a guy that can come in and contribute immediately. I've said it before, he reminds me a lot of C.J. Stroud, so I understand their perspective there. And you look at the other guys, I mean, outside of Cam Ward, there probably isn't a guy that would be selected that high, but right now it's pretty much Shador or bust.
Yeah, so TD, PK, I think, commented on this, and I would tend to agree just because I feel like Brian Callahan is a guy who – like if they are evaluating QBs, he's the number one voice to me that matters. Isn't it early for them to know that it's Shador or bust?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When I say that, I'm not saying like that's the cement. Hey, look, this is it. Cancel the rest of the draft season. We're not even going to look at everybody else. I'm not saying that that's what they're saying. You know, I'm saying right now, What I've been told is the primary interest and the guy that they're really only truly interested in is Shador Sanders. Now, as you go through the draft season, that could change. And that's the thing. Like, I'm not sure why it's hard to understand that right now that's where they are.
So if you compared the – just based on the information you have, the likelihood of that – you know, and of course, we don't know where their draft position. We don't know what's going to happen at the end. We don't know, like, the opportunity. But let's say they are in a favorable spot to maybe get a Shador as compared to a veteran. Like, right now, would you guess next year their primary QB is a rookie or a veteran?
I would guess it's more of a veteran, to be honest with you, because I don't think they're going to be in position to draft Sanders anyway. And I think it's easier – not easier, but it's more, if my job is on the line, I would be more inclined to go with a veteran over a rookie in this case. Now, obviously, still have to see what veterans are available, but I think, you know, when you look at the grand scheme of things, they have to come out next year, like, ready to go and with success. Otherwise, their jobs will probably be over.
So TD, you know, we've gone through a bunch of different names. You know, we've heard you talk about Derek Carr, which is not a bad idea at all. I'm curious your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. So Rodgers, I don't know what his future looks like with the Jets. You know, I'm interested to see who they hire both at general manager and coach, to see where they go from here. You know, he's 41 years old. Statistically, he's had a down season. He has been playing better as of late. We talked with this with Charles Robinson last week, and he talked about how he could see Rodgers having interest in playing here. Now, whether or not the Titans would have interest is a different question, but what do you make of that? Like, let's say Aaron Rodgers was open to playing for the Titans. Would that be something you'd be interested in exploring if you're Carthon and Brian Callahan?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be interested in it. I'll tell you one thing that would be interesting to me. I would like to hear what those who say they don't want the quote-unquote circus that comes with Shedeur Sanders, I would like to hear what they say about Aaron Rodgers, because if you think that's any less of a circus, then you are revealing a lot to me. Me personally, I would rather, if I'm the coach, I would not want that there. I wouldn't want to deal with it. You've seen how his nonsense helped contribute towards Robert Saleh getting fired. I wouldn't want a quarterback that, you know, will openly question me in the media and things like that. Nah, me personally, no. But I mean, like, for the work side of things, yeah, that would be good.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, right. That's a good point on the comparing the circuses. I mean, first of all, it's a guaranteed circus with Rodgers. I think obviously people think like Deion is going to, you know, be involved. It's like, to me, it's like, okay, so if Deion Sanders says something in his press or tweets something, who cares? You know, it's like, I don't understand why people are hung up on that. But I think it's obviously a ton to do with Deion Sanders. Well, let's stick with the QB talk here, TD, because frankly, I just really can't. It's just hard for me to get energized on Titans Jags. You're doing the Lord's work Sunday in Jacksonville. But how about Cousins? Like, Cousins is – it's confounding to me how well he played for the first part of this year and how he completely fell off the map. Now Penix looks good. It looks like actually a smart pick by them to get Penix, and I think they're probably going to win the division. But how do you explain that? Do you feel like Cousins, maybe it's like, you know, like the wear and tear that Achilles got to him and he still has some good football, or do you look at him as a guy who's fallen off the table?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough question, and it is confusing why he just had like this drop off. But you know how it goes, right? You know, sometimes you hit a certain age and it's like Space Jam, right? You know, your superpowers, you get zapped for them. And I think that could be what happened with him. And I personally wouldn't touch that, because you don't know for sure what you're getting, and it's going to be expensive. So me, I believe that alone.
So TD, I've been screaming for 2 years here about how they need to go find another young wide receiver in the draft, and they've not done it yet to this point. Obviously, they were hoping Treylon Burks would be that guy, and he's not been that guy. They've got a lot of needs. I understand that. You know, quarterback, edge rusher, right tackle, the list goes on, and they don't have a ton of draft capital. How important in your mind is finding that next young wide receiver for this football team this offseason?
Yeah, I think it's critical, honestly. And you look at some of the guys, the top two, you know, Travis Hunter, he's in a different league as far as, I don't classify him either way, but I think you look at Ted McMillan, great match, right? Because he's a red zone guy. He's a big receiver. He worked the middle of the field. And then you also look at a guy like Luther Burden, the third, he's a playmaker, and you can use him all over the field, and he doubles as a punt returner too. So you solve a couple problems. They definitely need to go out and get somebody, that's for sure. And if it's not the first round, they'll have to do it, you know, I would say no later than day two, because you can't rely on Treylon Burks anymore. You're going to probably re-sign Nick Westbrook to Kenny, but what happens if he's priced out and he goes somewhere else? Now you're really in trouble, and you're left with just, you know, Calvin Ridley and just trying to work it out the rest of the way. You know, I think a guy like Bryce Oliver is going to emerge at some point, but, I mean, you can't expect with so much from him as well.
So a couple weeks ago, TD, I watched David Long Jr. play like an entire game for the Lions against the Bills, and he was okay. I mean, but yeah. Like, this is how down bad they must be. Now he comes here to sign and can't pass his physical. What do you know about that situation, and I mean, how dire, you know, with Murray now going on IR, is that linebacking situation? I guess it is a chance to see some young guys.
Yeah. I mean, look, the David Long situation is unfortunate. I got excited, you know, when I saw that he was coming back, and it's unfortunate that the physicals happened. And I mean, it looks like he played injured the last time that he played for Detroit, and you wonder what happened there, you know. So it's a bad deal that he got. Hopefully, he could figure something out, you know, going into next year. As far as his linebacker position, I mean, you know, you got Raekwon McMillan on the practice squad, but I think it really comes down to the young guys, man. And you know, James Williams, he's shown some pretty positive things, but he's also shown some negative. Like, he was a part of that issue, you know, a Taylor 70-yard touchdown run. And Cedric Gray, I think they're really going to see, you know, what they have in him. I feel that he's the guy that could emerge and become a starter, you know, long-term for them. And I think that's pretty much where you're looking. And it just seems like Jerome Baker just can't. It seems like he can't find his way into the lineup. So it's unfortunate, but we'll see.
Yep, absolutely. Well, TD, great stuff, man. Hope you had a great Christmas. Have fun in Jacksonville this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, for sure. Appreciate it, guys. Take it easy.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rex. We'll react to what TD had to say. Take your thoughts on the Titans coming up next. 615-737-1025. Pigskin Pick'em coming up at 8:30. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.